This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Thursday, February 9th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepard. Governor Whitmer proposes the largest budget in Michigan history. A public safety funding increase of $450 million is included in the proposed budget, and a welcome center near the Mackinac Bridge reopens after a $409,000 renovation. On the heels of persistent inflation and facing a record budget surplus, Governor Gretchen Whitmer laid out a recommendation for state government spending Wednesday that calls for significant funding increases in education and economic development alongside a bevy of tax cuts and credits. The litany of proposed spending increases in Whitmer's $79 billion budget has been made possible by an estimated $9 billion surplus. Democrats' slim legislative majorities, their first in 40 years, offer the governor more latitude to pursue her policy goals than in her prior term when her agenda was bounded by negotiations with a Republican-led legislature. Among Whitmer's proposals is $150 million to subsidize the manufacturing of low-cost insulin, $900 million for the free breakfast and lunches in Michigan primary schools, and investments in a variety of infrastructure projects. Whitmer would also assign $318 million for a K-12 school safety program, make a $50 million investment toward alleviating affordable housing needs, and $10.4 million to improve accountability in the state's correctional facilities. Many of the proposals laid out Wednesday, if they can't get bipartisan support, will need unanimous support from legislators in the governor's party, as their narrow majorities, particularly in the House, don't leave them with a vote to spare. Even more funding could be headed toward public safety and police under an executive budget recommendation put forward by Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Wednesday. Among that spending is a cumulative $450 million dedicated toward public safety, and is the first time state funds sent to municipalities have been earmarked for that purpose. The money, Whitmer said, would go toward school safety, community violence reduction efforts, job programs for formerly incarcerated Michiganders, juvenile justice, and gun violence prevention, among other things. Her budget recommendation earmarks $36.6 million in money sent to cities and townships to be used for public safety, and would primarily go toward funding hiring and professional development efforts in local departments. Additional public safety funding, as called for under the executive budget recommendation, includes $50 million to house a criminal justice training hub at the State Police Training Academy for use by other law enforcement agencies, $18 million for training for currently licensed police, and $9 million for the Michigan State Police to run a recruiting school. A 66-year-old welcome center near the Mackinac Bridge recently underwent a $409,000 renovation, including bathroom upgrades, new windows, and accessibility, officials said. The Mackinac City Welcome Center recently reopened ahead of schedule. It had been closed for work since October 17th, according to the Michigan Department of Transportation. The project included replacing single-paned windows with energy-efficient units, plus replacement of restroom floor and wall tiles, and most restroom fixtures, including lighting fixtures, mirrors, and stall dividers. The renovations were needed to maintain the facility and keep it safe and welcoming, according to facility manager Carrie White. The building first opened in 1957. This project brought it up to Americans with Disabilities Act standards, quote, to the extent possible. The restrooms are fully accessible and include changing stations. The lobby entrance now has push-button opening doors. The exterior of the facility, including sidewalks and other amenities, were upgraded to ADA standards during summer 2022. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com, and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great day.